This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
2:37 on the sweet spot, a Friday staple, the NIT break. But before we get to that, Travis, what is our current update as far as our leading bid?
He
just gave me the finger in the air because he is on the phone.
It's like a businessman in there. Just hold on a second.
All right. As of right now, Ken Chapman is our number one bidder, $1,750K.
Let's go.
Maybe we can pump that up to two.
Let's go.
Get that to $2,000.
All of it for the Austin Street Shelter for the Homeless. The Normathon. Norm's going to be doing the Normathon the day after Christmas. And he's going to be in for us the next 2 weeks, 1 to 3, because this is our last show of the year. Monty is not here today, so we say wah-wah to Monty.
Wah-wah.
And Mino's going to give us the NIT break, the best of the rest.
Thank you, Sean. I will be your Justin today. There were 6 e-breaks this morning that were not nominated, 3 of those being from White Elephant Day. We will save those for the end. Let's start this off with Deddy, as I like to start out with Deddy.
Sure.
And he likes to join the studio from time to time in breaks.
Of course.
We find out. He's a very, has a lot of personality to him. He likes to talk. And sometimes when you're working, he will still talk to you.
He's a chatty Cathy.
This was during the Musers. And for some reason, I think he was messing with the headphones or something for a guest. But he really distracted the Musers while they were on the air.
B. Miller comments about some of the Claymation specials. We call them Claymation. They're the Rankin and Bass Christmas specials, Rudolph, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, all those things. He mentions the plot hole in Santa Claus is Coming to Town, how the Burgermeister is set up as the big, what's happening over here?
I don't know. Here, I'll handle it.
Just put it on the desk.
That's what I did. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now we're going.
We're stuck with Denny.
Okay. Now we're going.
Right. So, yeah, and what were we talking about?
So I didn't see this happen, but I just visualize it. Gordon is sitting there doing a story, and I can just see Deddy like underneath him crawling like between his legs or something. It sounds like he's very intrusive in this moment.
As it was described to me, is that he was trying to set up a headphone for like one of their in-studio guests. They had a bunch of in-studio guests this week. And
Playmaker was
somehow
there.
Radio professional Deddy was having a really hard time plugging in a set of headphones.
Well, you typically plug it in. There it works.
Right, slides in, slides out, turn up and down. I don't know.
So there's candidate number one. That is our friend Deddy. Candidate number 2 and 3 are both Dave. This first one, the hard line was playing some audio from the halftime of the Cowboys Thanksgiving Day game when Lainey Wilson was performing at Thanksgiving.
It's our girl Lainey.
Yes.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, Lainey. And Davey misheard Lainey Wilson.
Again, the halftime show is not for me anymore. Shaboozy, 2 thumbs up, though.
Need more Jaquan, though. They should have brought Jaquan out. If we're bringing out Jelly Roll, why not Jaquan? Huh?
She enunciated.
What a great opportunity. Who's with me? Does anybody know what I'm
saying?
Can
we play that last little bit? Because I don't know if we can, but she enunciated the G at the end of Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving!
No, she didn't.
Oh, I guess she didn't. But she didn't do it as country as she did it when she was interviewed.
Happy Thanksgiving!
Dude.
Happy Thanksgiving!
Her interview, we get it.
She says Thanksgiving like Mushmouth says Christmas.
Thanksgiving? Kind of like how EA might say Creighton.
Yeah, kind
of. So candidate number 3 is also Davey. So as we witnessed during Why Today Doesn't Suck yesterday, and I listened to quite a bit of the Hardline, they were still on a post-White Elephant high, kind of a White Elephant hangover where you can kind of just say whatever you want on White Elephant Day. It's whatever. So in their college football segment, Dave had a pretty unfortunate joke about Michael Sam.
Why don't you see stuff like this in the NFL?
Well, you kind of do.
Eh.
Like T.O. went to the Star.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But, you know, I guess the flag thing, I guess because no team has a flag that they're carrying around with a marching band and
probably
all that.
Probably would be hard to find, though.
Michael Sam.
Okay.
Did he have one?
Okay. Dave? So anyway, What we're going to do is just carry on and giggle.
Good luck.
And then carry on. But no,
I love how Bob got it before Corby did.
He did not look the defender off at all before throwing that one.
Not even a little.
Davey was just thinking, I wonder what'll happen if I say this. And then there was just no response.
Right.
Throw it out there. Okay, we'll see how the room handles it.
They did
Everybody's
fine.
Mature.
Genius. So funny.
Oh, Dave, that was greatness. All right, candidate number four. This comes from somebody on our program right now. So we can play this e-break, and then we can get a little explanation. This is the first e-break from White Elephant Day. So Corby was getting ready to play his ticker from Van, that he does every year.
Sure.
He was setting it up, and then the ticker music wasn't ready. Creighton was running the board that morning and didn't have it ready.
He's obviously related to you because he's got the cutest giggle and he laughs and has a really amazing laugh like you. It's funny.
Yeah. So,
but that's young Van.
Yeah, we're now 4 years past that.
He's full skateboard man now.
He's full skateboard man. So here is the 2024 Van ticker.
You're talking about on the ticket?
It's going to be mostly played here.
No, sure.
I think we're still going to play it.
You sure about that?
Here. The ticket ticker.
Took a little time. So now we will call the defense up to the stands. Creighton?
I just told Travis, I go, I don't even remember that.
Not a lot of defense here.
Okay.
If I had to think about what was going on in that moment, I probably either had the internet. No, it probably didn't. It was okay. The internet was down. The hot key. I don't know.
In a guilty verdict.
Just
for
take Creighton.
No, definitely
just
was.
Just take the L.
I'm listening to that and go, I don't even remember that happening that day.
I've learned from running the board, if you have to give an explanation more than 5 seconds, just don't do it. Just say, you know what, I missed it. It's okay. So there's Creighton. He is candidate number four. Creighton, I should say. Candidate number five. I'm putting this on Killer because he was the engineer that morning for White Elephant Day. They were having EA go around the sales office and sing Christmas songs, which EA did not know the words.
They were almost really, Christmas songs.
I could have not nominated EA for every single one of these. But it was just that funny. We've heard it.
I need the EA Christmas album, and I would pay a cool $12.99 for that alone.
So segment one, they were originally just going to send them out through sales and sing, but they were having some issues with the wireless mic.
Gordon, Monty, DJ, Donovan, myself, and our very special guest who's come in to help us out. It's not Dirk.
We just announced Dirk as our big headliner at Ticket Stock February 21st and 22nd.
We did. We couldn't book him on the air today, but we did book
Red Fox.
EA Sports.
Huh.
Hi, EA.
Or do we not have the microphone up?
No.
Try it again.
Hello, EA. Hello. How are you?
Did we test this out ahead of time?
I can hear him outside.
Unbelievable. Where's Killer?
Okay, yeah.
Where's the engineer?
Yeah, we don't really have anybody here that can engineer anything.
Just tell
it's unbelievable.
And that whole segment, that was just as funny as going through sales when they were just singing them in here.
What gets me is like we're still surprised that things like that go wrong.
Whenever we do have a wireless mic or when the hard line is down in the fishbowl or something, I just assume it's not going to work.
Yes.
So I'm not upset if something goes wrong.
No, it's
like,
just
of course.
Part of how things work.
It's like an 80% chance of something not working. So yes, that is Killer / Ticket Engineering not having the mic working. The last candidate number six is yours truly.
Oh.
From White Elephant Day. Now, I've never done tickers here, but for a reason, not a great reader, and also doing the tickers with elf voice is very distracting. So when you combine, and this is, I guess, longer than a 5 second explanation, I'm just not good at doing tickers. I was having issues.
All the sneaking around had made it even hotter for Sparkle, who was ready to settle down and spend eternity tickling Jingle's bells. But was Jingle ready for such commitment? To be continued. Ticker brought to you by Verlo Mattress. With Verlo Mattress, you're one zip away from the best night's sleep you've had in your entire life. Unique zipper covers that adjust to each side of the bed. Verlo Mattress, Dallas-made custom mattresses that won't beat.
You okay?
This effect sucks, man. Verlo Mattress, V-E-R-L-O. I'm Mino the Elf on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Angry Elf.
You were an angry elf.
I got through that was my second one. I got through the first one just fine, but when you first hear yourself, it's like, oh my God, this is weird. I get through the story, I'm like, okay, I'm done. No, wait, I got this sponsor. Then it really got to me.
Yeah, you
like,
can never make fun of EA doing tickets.
No,
again.
I can't. You That's really not can. Good.
This effect sucks, man.
It's something an about those voice. Sponsors that, like,
yes.
As somebody that doesn't and hasn't ever done tickers, you get to that long read sponsor and you're like, F, I have yeah. no idea.
Need to go well, I can pick out a few yeah. that make me upset.
Man.
Yeah, we do hear the copy flip.
We'll throw the copy.
Just throw it.
Not always grammatically correct.
Yeah, it's not written in your voice. Iffy.
Hey, say this company's name 7 times yeah. in a 10-second read.
And then spell it and all that. But yes, that is candidate number 6. That is me, Mino. So the candidates this week, you have Deddy distracting the musers. You have Davey mishearing Lainey Wilson. You have Dave with his very funny Michael Sam joke. You have Creighton not ready for Van's ticker. You have Killer with the wireless mic. And you have me struggling through a ticker. Let's go around the room and vote. Let's start with the very single, very smart, very funny, very handsome Kevin Landrum in the newsroom.
This is a tough one, but I think I'm going to go with Dave's inappropriate comments.
Okay. That's one vote for Dave. Michael Sam.
Send Dave Travis. Up the flagpole, please.
All right. There's two for Dave. Crayon.
Yeah, judging by the way Bob's face was that day, you got to go with Dave.
Man, we might have a clean sweep here. Sean?
I don't understand his world, but Davey is part of mine.
There you go. It doesn't matter. My vote doesn't matter. Let's have a clean sweep.
Dave!
Dave! Dave. Michael Sam. I'm sure Dave has won more than one NIT break. If not, that's your first win.